It's Tuesday, the 18th of November, and I'm Tonataka Dhila with your 5 p.m. news. Ahead of the regional council and local authority elections next week, Wednesday, Education, Innovation, Youth, Sport, Arts and Culture Minister Sanet Steenkamp has called on young people to go and exercise their democratic right and vote.
As we approach our regional and local authority elections, I want to speak directly to our young people and to every voter across our country. Your vote is your voice, and this is your power to shape the community you live in, the services you depend on, but also the future you want to see. The regional and local elections decide who manages our schools, our roads, our clinics, our municipalities, our water, and the opportunities that also reach our youth. Do not leave your future in anyone else's hands. Please show up and make your mark.
Separately, Dr. Steenkamp has congratulated Miss Namibia Johanna Swartboy and wished her well on her journey at the Miss Universe pageant.
Miss Namibia Johanna Swartboy, our own national gem, representing us at the Miss Universe pageant. We wish to acknowledge that you are representing a country filled with pride that stands and steers behind you. And we wish you all the best as you reveal your national costume, which we will know will represent the beauty, the landscapes, and the true culture and heritage of our people. We also wish to rally behind you to say you know your worth, you know what you stand for, you know that you are beautiful, you know that you are the queen of Namibia. Go on that stage on the 21st of November and make us proud.
Meanwhile, a national voting campaign is underway to increase support for Miss Universe Namibia 2025. That's Johanna Swartboy ahead of the 74th Miss Universe pageant in Thailand on 21 November. You can download the Miss Universe app in your App Store or on Google Play. Sign up and vote. Singapore's National Parks Board has announced the seizure of a record 35.7 kilograms of smuggled South African rhino horns with about 15 million rand en route to Laos. The largest haul in Singapore to date was found in cargo declared as furniture fittings and also contained around 150 kilograms of other animal parts, including bones, teeth and claws. Investigations showed the white rhino horns originated from South Africa. The United Nations Security Council has approved the formation of an international stabilization force for Gaza amid opposition from Hamas and vows from the group that they will not disarm. And finally, Choppies Namibia has launched a new graduate program and signed agreements with the International University of Management and Triumphant College to support skills development and innovation. The retailer's Molatedi Khotla has more.
There's an opportunity for fresh graduates. A lot of employers are complaining that graduates are not job ready. So this is an opportunity to expose and give graduates the necessary skills and experience so that they are job ready. That's basically the long and short of the MOU. For a start, we'll be taking 10 graduates each from two universities, so that's basically 20. And of course, as we expand in Namibia, we'll definitely get more graduates.
You can find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.